From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 22, 2021. This revised episode from January 2014 is part of a series this year of winter-related episodes. That's the landing sound of a large distinctive duck that can be found in winter on Virginia's coastal waters. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to some more of this species' sounds and see if you know this bird. And here's a hint. The bird's name and the male's beautiful color may remind you of a painting. If you guessed a canvasback, you're right. Canvasbacks breed on water bodies in the prairies of Canada and the northern United States. But they winter further south in the U.S. and in Mexico, with one concentration in the Chesapeake Bay area. According to the Chesapeake Bay Program, at one time almost half of North America's canvasbacks wintered around the Chesapeake. But that number has decreased to about 20% because of reductions in bay submerged aquatic vegetation, or bay grasses, a valuable winter food for this species. Canvasbacks are diving ducks, meaning they typically go completely underwater to obtain food and avoid predators. In winter, canvasbacks feed largely on plant roots and buds, while in summer they'll add to their plant diet a variety of aquatic insects and other animals. Predators on adult and young canvasbacks include mink, coyotes, foxes, owls and other birds, some reptiles and fish, and human hunters, while canvasback eggs are eaten by various mammals and birds. The canvasback is considered one of the most distinctive North American ducks. The following quote from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Birds of the World website describes how the bird stands out. Quote, "This exclusively North American species is considered the aristocrat of ducks. The male's striking appearance, rich chestnut red head and neck, black chest, white back, and long sloping blackish bill, along with its large size, distinguish it in the field." Unquote. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the canvasback sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. We close with about 50 seconds of music appropriate for the canvasback's Chesapeake Bay connection. Here's Chesapeake Bay Ballad by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at the Yale School of Music. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.